Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to Little Swatara this morning. A little chilly out there this morning, but promises of warm weather later on this afternoon. So praise God for some warm spring weather. I do have one announcement this morning, and it is found in your bulletin on the bottom of the page with the 8:15 service. It's for Tulpe PAX. We are going to ensure that 46 students in Tulpe Elementary have food to eat the week during the school year. So you can read along with that. Burl told me this morning that Council of Churches has covered the full cost of the backpacks. So if you guys could give, if you're interested, $5 towards the cafe, every student will get a cafe gift card in their backpack. Are there any other announcements that need brought to our attention this morning? All right, as I don't see any, I would like you to please stand and join me in the call to worship. It is found in your bulletin and also up on the screen. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. This morning, we enlarge our hearts. We offer our prayers. We share our treasure with siblings in the world who are dealing with hopelessness, injustice, tumult, and disaster. We will not be discouraged. We shall remember that God's steadfast love is always with us and the whole world, that God's compassion is for each and all. We will celebrate how our love and compassion can do far more than we can ask or imagine. May we join our imaginations with God's as we live in hope. And then please join me in our opening hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory, number 366.
Thank you. I hope you're okay with this, John. I'm going to invite everyone, if you can stand. John has gone through a lot of loss in his life. He's just lost his second brother, and I want the church family to just gather around John, if you're able to just come forward, just lay your hands on him and Diane during this difficult time. It's one thing when you lose one brother, but losing another brother in such a short period of time, grief is overwhelming, and we know the Lord is with John, but let's just encourage him and uplift him during this hour so he knows and can feel our prayers for him. So even if you're not able to join up front here, just stretch your hand out towards John and Diane, and just let's bring God's comfort upon this family. Lord, I just thank you for our brother John. You know the grief he is experiencing right now. He's lost two brothers. He's lost Mike as well. And Lord, we know that you grieved at the loss of your friend Lazarus. And we just come before you right now, just asking you to be upon John and give him the comfort, give him the peace, give him the knowledge of your presence in a very powerful way in this very moment, that he would be able to grieve alongside you as you grieve the loss of your friends. And we just lift up John and lift up Diane and lift up the entire family to you right now and just ask that they would know our support, know our love, and know that we are with them through this difficult time. Just bless him and give him all he needs through this time of grief. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, my prayer every week is that's one of the things we know together as a church family, that we're not alone. When we go through suffering, we go through struggles, that we go through it together. We are a body of believers. We are God's hands and feet, and we should be striving to make sure everyone knows that they are loved and that they can feel our comfort as we pray for them day in and day out. That's why it's so important. In the bulletin, you'll see a list of individuals that are going through difficult times, and just every day, lift these individuals up and just let them know if you can reach out to them with a call or a card that you're praying for them and you're uplifting them. And there's so many among us. We've gone through a lot of loss already this year and years past, and we just want each other to know that we love one another and we support one another through these times. And Brother John, our prayers continue to be with you and Diane and your family. Are there any other joys or concerns you'd like to share this morning?
I know Paul Swigert's on the list, but I would like extra prayer for him because this morning he wanted to come and he called and said his leg's giving him troubles, and pray for healing for him.
A coworker of mine, her name's Michelle Philman. Her daughter, Abby Philman, is doing the Amazing Race, and she's been doing a mission for the whole year, and she is going to be flying out this morning to Swaziland to see her. So prayers, because they just had a massive cyclone in the area, and like over 1,000 people were killed. So prayers that she arrives there safely.
My mother's youngest sister passed away this week, and her viewing is tonight. Her memorial is Tuesday. Her name was Dorothy Blank from Parksburg.
I don't know if you caught the announcement before. In your bulletin, you'll find is fill the pew for Toby Pax. The Council of Churches has decided, because we have a very nice balance to our treasury due to the wonderful support of the community and the churches in the community, and there's even other people that aren't even in the community that support us, that we decided to fund the whole $6 for the 46 students. So you don't have to feel like you have to do that, although I'm sure any donations other than above that will be appreciated. But there is that $5 donation for children to come to cafe on Saturdays too. Another thing, the food pantry this next month is going to be on the second Friday of the month instead of the third Friday because of Good Friday. So if those of you are helping with the food pantry, be aware of that so that you and other people that you know that if they're not aware of it, make sure that we pass it on to them, the information. Thank you.
Just want to give an update on my mother, Christine Bayshore. She came home from the hospital Thursday evening and went back in the hospital Friday morning and is in the Reading Hospital, hopefully coming home today or tomorrow, according to my dad. So keep her in your prayers. Thank you.
I see many familiar faces that were at our renewal services, and we want to again just express appreciation to those that were so heavily involved in making that possible. And so for Connie and Patty, we want to give you a special thank you for all that you did to make renewal services a possibility for us. And we definitely feel renewed and continue to feel renewed and just look forward to how God continues to work as a result of the renewal services with Pastor Bob. Would you pray with me? Lord, we are just so thankful for your presence in our lives. We know day in and day out, there's times we try to do something on our own, but Lord, we know it's your presence, your Holy Spirit working through us that enables us to accomplish more than we could ever imagine. So we just come before you this morning, Lord, you know the heartache, Lord, you know the joys in our hearts, you know those prayers that we're asking to be lifted up in this hour. And we know, Lord, that you are a God that is active. You are a God that moves on our behalf. And we just pray, Lord, that you would be with those on our prayer concerns. Especially this morning, we think of Carl and we think of Barry and Linda and Paul and John and Xavier and Leroy and Mary Ann and John and Joanne and Christine. We lift up Lester and we lift up Michelle for safe travels. And we lift up Dorothy's family and we lift up Del Keeney this morning. And Lord, you know their needs. You know what's upon their hearts right now. You know the comfort that they need. You know the hope that they need to see in the midst of despair. And we just know, Father, that you are a God that shows us. You give us visions of what is and what is to come. And so this morning, Lord, help us to have the reality of the vision of this life not being the end of it, but the reality of heaven, that we are living here replicas of you, Lord, that others might know your love, others might know your peace because of who we are, that they too would spend eternity with you. So we thank you, Lord, for that knowledge of our salvation this morning. Apart from it, we would be in this life without purpose and without meaning. And so thank you, Lord, that we can live this life knowing that we have purpose and meaning because we can demonstrate this love that you have for us so that others can see it. So help us, Father, to be a people about that love, about that compassion, about that mercy, that as people see folks from Little Sotora, they would know that we are Christians because of our love. They would know that we follow you because of our devotion to one another. So thank you, God, for meeting us here in this place, for giving us all that we need. And Father, whatever it is right now in this very moment that we need, Lord, I just pray that you would be our supply. You say you won't give us any more than you can handle. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to know that, help us to trust that, and help us to be present in the lives of one another. And we just pray now during these next few moments of silent prayer. There's sin that's come into our lives, and we just want to confess that. We want to ask for forgiveness, for we know that you didn't go to the cross in vain, but you went to the cross so that we all could be forgiven. And we know that you were risen again on the third day that we might know eternal life and that death has been conquered once and for all. So Lord, hear our prayers of confession this morning, but also, Father, hear those prayers upon our hearts. Father, we just thank you over and over and over again for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you, Lord, that when we make that mistake, that we can come to you as we have come to you, and we can ask for forgiveness, and we know that immediately we are forgiven. But Lord, we know the temptations of this world, and we know that it's so easy to fall prey, fall back into that sin. But Lord, I pray through your Holy Spirit, you would give us the boldness, you would give us the encouragement, we would be uplifted, that we wouldn't need to go back to those sins that so easily entrap us. But Lord, that we would surrender to you and we would see your will unfold in our lives. And so thank you, Lord, that we can meet with you here in this place. We can meet with you each and every single day of our lives. May we indeed be a people of love. May we indeed be a people of encouragement. And may you be glorified in all we do and in all we say. And it's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Good morning. I just wanted to do an update from the Dominican trip and on for Jason and Nicole Hoover. Jason and Nicole Hoover have been our missionaries for 2 years in the Dominican Republic. They were definitely called there. They have such passion for the work they've been doing, but they've received a different calling. They will now be working with Solid Rock International, which is another Christian-based group. They are going to be serving as a medical coordinator. Nicole will serve as the medical coordinator, and Jason will serve as the operations support coordinator. This was a long and thought and prayed decision for them that actually came while our group was in the Dominican. So we were one of the first to know, and he asked our group to pray for him and Nicole while we were there. She was very, you could tell she was pulled because she wanted to be with us, but she was home with her children because it was a three-hour difference in time and location, so they had to be in school. So she and Jason prayed, and we prayed with them, and they made the decision, and they will be starting that in May 1st. So not that I'm concerned, but to update us, as a Church of the Brethren, they finish April 30th and start with the new group May 1st. And where are we at? We, of course, dug the trench. Buffalo Valley came after and built the walls. With the amount of money that our congregation in Buffalo Valley raised, we are pretty much going to get the whole church under roof and floored. We raised almost, our church had almost $13,000 towards construction. I'm not sure what Buffalo Valley had, but with all the work that we did and the supplies that they needed, Jason is strongly sure that when the finances come down to the last dollar or penny, they have enough to put beams across. The beams will go from wall to wall, and then they'll lay this rebar mesh and put some plywood there and pour a ceiling. So it will be a concrete ceiling, so the structure can be used as a hurricane shelter. It seems like overkill to me, but that's what they do in the Dominican to make sure that that's a solid, safe structure for them. He feels that the congregation members should be able to finish the floor. The big mound of mud and clay that we had made in the center as we emptied the trenches was leveled and filled in even. So the floor is actually ready to be poured. So they should be working. The congregation should be working on that. So again, they send their thank you and their blessings to our church, but they ask again for us to continue to keep them in our prayers and to remember them as missionaries in the world of the Church of the Brethren. I have information on their emails. If anybody would like that, they can just let me know and I'll give you that. Thank you.
Please join with me in our offertory prayer. It can be found in your bulletin, but also up on the screen. We offer these gifts, O God, of all people, in the hope and trust that you will use them to bring healing and hope where there is need. Where natural disaster has befallen, may these gifts help build new life. Wherever hopelessness and need exists, may these gifts enable caring and welcoming hearts and hands. Where hatred sullies your hope for your human family, may our gifts be a sign and instrument of reconciliation. Thank you, God, for the privilege of this offering. May it indeed do more than we can imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ, and for the sake of the world which he loves. Amen.
Thank you. like to invite the children to come on up for the children's story. Don't forget your one great hour of sharing fish banks either. All right. So for one great hour of sharing, we're going to talk a little bit about where that money goes. So I have in front of us here on this little plate,
That's okay.
What is going to be the start of our church building. So one of the things that our fish go to is building a church, and I'm going to have you guys keep building up this church with the blocks while we talk. So go ahead and grab a couple blocks out of there and keep building it up. Keep building the walls. When you're getting ready to come to the church in the morning, what do? When you wake up?
I usually start getting dressed, get ready.
Get dressed, get ready. Does anybody brush their teeth? Mm-hmm. Do you have your own toothbrush? So something that kids other places in the world may not have is their own toothbrush. So that's something that our money goes towards. You talked about getting dressed. So pants, right? Maybe a hat if it's cold outside. Other kids in the world may not have these things. So there's a couple more things that we're going towards with our one great hour of sharing. What about these? Do you go to church barefoot? No, you guys all have shoes on? Mm-hmm. I have some shoes on. It's kind of cold out here to not have shoes on, right?
Some people don't really have shoes.
Nope, some people don't have shoes, so we need to send money. We get shoes for kids in other places of the world. All right. That looks like a great church. Do you guys know that even with all these blocks, the church is not complete? We have four more things that we need to go and find to complete our church. You guys think you're up for a little challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So we have to ask our congregation for four more things to make our church a complete church building, okay?
We need Jesus, God, faith, and hope.
Now we gotta find them. Who do you think has them?
I think he does have them.
Go see. Do you want to ask Miss Marlene if she has one? And you can ask Miss Diane. See if she has one. Which one did you get?
Found Jesus.
You found Jesus, so we need Jesus. I think Miss Pat might have one too. So we found Jesus. You found faith. Awesome.
Prayers.
Do you guys want to go see if Miss Pat has one? So we've got faith, prayers, Jesus. One more to make our church building complete. Which one do you have? And God, the most important one. So out of all these things, if we don't have faith in our church and what it can do, faith in God and what he can do, the blessings of God and Jesus, and our prayers for other people, it's just a building, right? There's nothing else in it. What's important is these things that we bring to the church and our faith that builds up the church. Do you guys want to bring your fish up? We'll go throw them in the net up at the cross. You didn't see that up there, did you? You grab your fish. All right, and then we're going to pray. Okay. All right. So, dear God, we know there are a lot of hurting people in this world who've been affected by disasters. Please comfort them and bring hope to them in hard times. Show each of us how you want us to help them by giving money in our fish banks like we do for one great hour, by praying with them, for them, or maybe even going to help them in person and just remembering them when we talk to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
this morning. Saw a world full of trouble now. I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us, then
to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Friends, God continues to do an amazing work through the generations of this church. He's certainly not done with us yet. There's plenty of work to do moving forward. As a matter of fact, more than we can imagine. That's the theme for this year's One Great Hour of Sharing. Now consider that word, imagine. We can imagine many things, like sitting on a beach, basking in the sun, drinking an iced tea. relaxing along the creek, hiking in the mountains, cruising the Caribbean. You see, our imaginations help us escape the realities of this world. Yet, when we think about it, imagination is one of the most powerful engines for change that human beings ever had. The philosopher Aristotle once said, "Thinking itself begins in wonder. It begins in the imagination." Pair that with a vision of God's hope for the world, and we strive to do something for the cause of Christ, seeking justice, seeking peace, seeking mercy, imagining the world as a better place, a world where no one is left to face the remains of natural disasters alone, a world where every single person has their daily needs of food and water met, a world where every individual receives the respect and dignity they deserve. Families displaced from their homes are able to build new lives. Disciples of all ages growing in faith and sharing the love of Jesus. Pastors, leaders equipped to care for the needs of their communities. Churches serving as beacons of hope for all to see. And far more than we could ever imagine. But friends, God doesn't have to imagine. He knows that we can join together. We can make these things a reality. Our imagination of what could be is founded and grounded in that for which God envisions. God hopes. And friends, be assured, no matter who you are, no matter what age you may be, we together can help. There's a treasure of gifts and talents as we look around this room. But it starts with prayer. It starts with presence. It starts with believing in each other and surrendering to the cause of Christ, saying yes to the Lord. Use me. Friends, we can make this world the way that God intended. We all just need to do something, to be the body. Imagine, just imagine if we were the body, showing that Jesus is the way. And as the words of Ephesians 3, 20 to 21 instructed us, we are able to do more. It's when we put aside the things that divide us. We're able to do more than we can imagine. By God's grace, our gifts will help the hurting. By God's power, our efforts shall be multiplied. By God's hope, our endeavors will bear more fruit than we ever expected. Whether the Apostle Paul himself wrote this letter, or whether it was written later by someone who admired Paul, it makes little difference for our purposes. The words clearly express God's vision for God's people. It's as true today as it was that first century. If God ever did imagine, it's broader, it's deeper, it's more profound than we ever could. Friends, grab hold that there is no limit to what's possible through Christ. Indeed, then and now, we are in this together, and we are made alive together. And together, we can do more for the world than we could ever imagine. And friends, it doesn't get any better when God calls one of us out and when we respond. Today is one of those days that I invite Brother Craig to come forward and to share where God has been moving in his life and the promise that we can make to one another to lift each other up and to go where God is leading. Brother Craig, would you share with us?
Good morning. Talk about imagination. I would have never imagined I'd be up here. As most of you know, I spent most of the winter in Florida this year. While I was there, God provided small jobs for me to do to cover some of my financial expenses. As I was nearing the end of my time there to head north to North Carolina for another missions trip, I was supposed to meet John and Kenny Coots there. The park manager came to me, the lady that was giving me all the jobs to make it possible, and she had a big job that she needed done. So me and Jenny talked about it, and I stayed there. I didn't go on the missions trip. I was really torn by this because I felt that I should be doing his mission work in North Carolina. This weighed heavy on my heart and my mind. So as usual, I went down to the to the lake to fish and pray. I never got to fish that night. I just prayed. I prayed for God to open my heart and take me out of the picture. Just use my heart and mind to bring his glory to people. And I realized I was not a fisherman. I'm a fisher of men. I prayed for him to just use me like he has never used me before. Just let the Holy Spirit into me and do this in all his glory, for his glory. After a while, I came sort of back to reality, and I felt God calling me to take this message home to the church. I had no idea how I was going to do that, so I kept praying. This was in the beginning of the week. By the end of the week, it was time for me to leave. I still had no answers how I was going to stand up here and tell you people this. So I'm headed home, going through radio station to radio station. I got pretty far up just on this side of Virginia. I thought, oh, I'm close enough. I-105 is one of my best favorite stations. I put that on. To my surprise, it was Dr. James Dobson's iPodcast. There was a guy on there, his name is Pastor Jerry Kirks, talking about a prayer covenant and how you need to ask the Lord into your life. It was everything I was praying on that doc. I come home here just in time for renewal service. And everything in renewal service: abide in his love and bear the fruit, encourage one another, surrender to the Lord, patterns for prayer and forgiveness. They were all part of my prayer that I didn't even know about. The prayer covenant would help us do this. So I felt that I'm brought here to lead us in a prayer covenant for anybody that would feel in their heart that they would want to join it. In 2 Chronicles 15, chapter 12, then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their ancestors, with all their heart and their soul. Have you given your full life to Christ, not hold anything back? You don't give your life to Christ and hold anything back. We need to let go of everything, put everything at his feet, and he will provide. So if anything I said here, or maybe things that happen in renewal service or something, touched you in a way that you feel you would like to do this prayer covenant, I would really like you to meet me back in Pastor Matt's office after the sermon today, just to go over some things and get the couple papers that I have back there and join in this prayer covenant. And then after we're all done with it, like in 30 days or 35 days. It has to, don't have to have any time set. But then I'd like to set a meeting up with the whole group that, that entered it and pray together and just see how the Lord has worked in our lives. Thank you.
We go from this place refreshed, renewed, and inspired to do God's work in the world. We go knowing God goes with us, help to heal, to hope. We go celebrating that God's creation and God's household knows every land and every tongue. We go committed to the work of God around the world, the one who can indeed inspire us to do more than we can imagine. Thanks be to God. Amen. Once again, as we go in peace, we invite you to enter into this prayer covenant for the next 30 days, and Brother Craig will be in my office awaiting you to be a part of that. Go in peace.